From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. While it is known that Afghan voters will head to the polls next month for a runoff presidential election, it is not yet known when President Obama will announce his new strategy for the war there. Barry Schwad reports.
Yielding to U.S. pressure and after U.N. auditors stripped him of a third of his votes, Hamid Karzai agreed to make a second run for re-election as president of Afghanistan in a race against former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah on November 7th. This won him public praise from President Obama, but no assurance the president will not complete a strategy review before the runoff. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, a key figure in the ongoing review of whether to send in more troops and change strategy, says the administration needs to decide and not sit on its hands. President Obama, meanwhile, is due to leave for Asia on November 11th, a date that has been thought of as an unofficial deadline for a strategy decision. For NPR News, this is Barry Schwide in Washington.
A bill to extend unemployment benefits is stuck in the Senate as lawmakers squabble over proposed amendments to the legislation. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
More than a dozen Senate Democrats gathered to criticize their Republican colleagues for not approving the bill as is. Republicans are proposing amendments to extend the expiring homebuyers tax credit and on issues from immigration to the community group ACORN. GOP lawmakers say there's no reason their proposals shouldn't be heard, but Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed says it's only causing delay.
These amendments, I think, are designed more as messages to the Republican base than hope and opportunity for struggling Americans in every state.
The unemployment bill would extend benefits in all states for another 14 weeks, while states with a jobless rate of more than 8.5% would get up to 20 additional weeks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Interior Department plans to investigate controversial oil shale leases that were offered just as the Bush administration was leaving office. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar has asked his department's inspector general to investigate changes to existing research leases on public land in the Rocky Mountain West. The Bush administration made the changes just a few days before leaving office. Critics say that was suspicious because the lease addendums offer low royalty rates and other conditions favorable to companies holding the leases. Secretary Salazar says his department also plans to open a second round of oil shale research leases that will be more environmentally sensitive. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 50 points to close at 10,041. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 12 points to close at 2,163. This is NPR News. A California inmate serving time for burglary has been indicted in connection with a 2003 fire that destroyed hundreds of homes and led to six heart attack deaths. Ricky Fowler is facing murder and arson charges. Authorities say a second suspect was shot and killed 3 years ago. The so-called Old Fire broke out in the mountains above the city of San Bernardino and eventually swept across roughly 140 square miles. A U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled that a California medical marijuana clinic is entitled to recover money seized during an illegal search by police and then claimed by the federal government. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says although agents can arrest marijuana suppliers for violating federal drug laws, the government should not be allowed to profit from illegal activity by investigators. The ruling stems from an incident in 2005 when Los Angeles police confiscated $185,000 in cash from a medical marijuana clinic. Even though it was later determined that the search was illegal, the federal government claimed and received the money. In a subsequent legal battle, a U.S. District Court judge upheld the government's right to the money. The Ninth Circuit's ruling overturns that decision. The federal government has not yet commented on the appeals court ruling, which comes on the heels of a Justice Department directive to prosecutors and law enforcement agencies to lay off legal medical marijuana clinics. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials down 50 points to close at 10,041. The Nasdaq fell 12 points to close at 2,163. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.